Workers at three Midwest automotive plants are on strike after the big three automakers failed to offer contracts the United Auto Workers Union would accept last night. All Indiana plants, like General Motors' Fort Wayne Assembly Plant and Stellantis' Kokomo Transmission Plant, are still operating. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tony Sandlaben reports work stoppages in other states can affect the plants that aren't on strike, too.
The first three plants to strike are assembly plants, which combine parts made by other plants to produce vehicles. Before the strikes began, some expected the union to target parts plants first, causing shutdowns as supplies of key parts deplete. But the UAW did the opposite. UAW Local 685 President Gary Quirk says that may affect the Kokomo parts plants he represents.
If they shut the Toledo assembly plant goes down, they don't need transmissions. I mean, eventually it will affect us, absolutely.
If plants shut down due to the strike, workers get temporarily laid off. They cannot get unemployment if the company claims the strikes caused the layoff. Fort Wayne's UAW Local 2209 official Rich Letourneau says he thinks the union can prevent that.
Even if GM codes you however they want, if we're off because we are not the ones striking or off on layoff, we may have a real fighting chance to get that fixed.
UAW might call on Indiana plant workers to join the strike to apply pressure on the companies as negotiations continue. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tony Sandlaben.